Blog Talk Radio.
Encouraged. Oh, I know you're thinking, Coach Adams, wow, with all that's going on, this is an interesting question, a great question, and yes, I can say I need to be encouraged. Well, I want you to know that we are going to take a journey of discovery together around this very question of needing to be encouraged. I so appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays today, and what a great topic to dig into.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, Master Motivator. And wow, you know, oh, how I truly, genuinely enjoy and love and look forward to Mondays. And I've been missing you. Oh, so it's so great to be here on Motivational Mondays with you, our global listening audience, on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly. It's time to shape up and win. We are in our Shape Up series, and I believe we have a rich topic that we're going to dig into today, and I'm excited to have each and every one of you that are joining us and sharing in today's broadcast. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is without question rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library if you have missed any of our past show installments. And that must mean you're probably under a rock. Okay, I'm kidding. But if you have missed any of our past show installments, Archives of previous broadcasts and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. In our last featured broadcast, we looked at faulty perspective. That was truly rich, and I hope you go back to it along with others. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win, personally and professionally. You know, allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes in today's programming around our subject, and if time permits, we will open our program up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments. This, of course, always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love, and we welcome you, and we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. You know, if you're a regular listener, I know you already have your notepads and all of that, but if you are tuning in for the first time, and if you're returning, I want to remind you, you should have, without question, your pens, your notepads, your laptops, desktops, your tablets, your iPads, whatever you need, your smartphone with your notes, so you can capture the nuggets and jewels that will be shared on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly. You know, before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment, invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow your cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school. Woo, send a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon, bottom line. I think you get it. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach, because we can't do it without YOU. So we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. As stated, we're in our Shape Up series, but our subtopic for today is good vibes. I hear this song in my head today that truly kept me centered and anchored. It's good vibes, good vibes. Okay, I can't sing. That's not my anointing, but I want you to get the essence of good vibes, good vibes. So we're talking about good vibes today. But before we get to this subject of good vibes, I want you to understand that for me, Coach Adams, being vulnerable and transparent, today is a bit bittersweet for me. It really is, because today my beloved dad would have been 81 years young. He transitioned to glory and lost his natural battle with cancer at a ripe age of 55, which was 26 years ago, I know, long time. And through this great adversity, the interesting thing, interestingly enough, through this great adversity, God's assignment on my life was revealed. And I really want to talk about, in the midst of circumstances, how there is goodness in the midst of that. And so, again, we're talking about good vibes and the overall theme of what today is nationally. You know, I remember when I lost my dad, who without question was my champion, and I'm an only child. And for those of you that are listening in for the first time, you don't know that because you don't know much about Coach Adams. But for those of you that are regular listeners and know me, you know that I'm an only child. And so this journey of losing my dad, was a journey that was very, very difficult for me. It was actually one of the most difficult seasons in my life, without question. It really was. Emotionally, I felt like I was dying completely, and I felt lost. I felt empty. I truly was lacking direction, and I was really, really struggling because the only child who was the apple of daddy's eye, she never anticipated that she would lose her father, even with the battle that he was going through with esophageal cancer. I still never thought that I would lose my dad. That wasn't a part of my reality. In my mind's eye, I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to have to care for my dad. But I never thought that I would lose him. And so the mere fact that he transitioned to glory was truly devastating for me. It really was devastating for me. And I remember it was at a time when I was like, okay, I need to go on a journey of discovering my purpose in life, you know, because I was really desiring and fighting for greater meaning, greater significance. And I remember as I was on my journey of discovery in the midst of, you know, this intense emptiness emotionally and the loss of my dad and just trying to, quote unquote, as one would say, put the pieces of life together and figure out what is the new normal in the midst of this great adversity that I was processing through. And the interesting thing is, and the reason why I share this with you, I was having a conversation with one of my spiritual brothers, and we were talking about discovering one's purpose. And they said, you know, sis, coach, you really need to assist individuals very clearly in how do they make this connection of discovering their purpose. And what I've grown to realize is when we tap into discovering our purpose, we release this gate, the floodgate of good vibes. Why? Because our life now has meaning. We now have a clear focus, and the trajectory of where we are going and how we're navigating on our journey is anchored in purposeful living. And it's interesting because, as I shared with you, when I lost my dad, in the midst of that heartbreak, in the midst of the intensity of the emotional, you know, feeling dead emotionally and all of that, the depths of all of that, God's assignment on my life was revealed. And what I want you to understand is that when you're on the journey to discover what it is and or to move to the next level, the first thing that we must do is we must introspect. We must go inside internally. And that was the first step on my journey that I had to do. I had to go inward. I had to look inside. And sometimes I think the hardest thing about looking inside is that we're afraid to look inside because we don't know if we're going to like what's revealed and what we see when we look inside. But going inward is so crucial and so key on our journey of discovery in tapping in because, as I stated before, once you make that connection and you unlock the code of your assignment, the purpose, the reason why you were created, you then open the floodgates of good vibes. Because when you're on the journey of living life on purpose, now there is this cloud of good vibes around you because you are aligned with what you were created to do. No longer are you, as I often say, a square peg trying to fit into a round hole, but rather you are that round peg fitting perfectly in the hole that you were designed and created for. So I know I shared with you that today for me, it's bittersweet. The bitter is the reality of not having the natural presence of my father, and this being his birth date, and the reminder, the 12th of September, the day of his birth. But through the great adversity, through the emptiness emotionally, through all of that, the hurt, the deepness of the depths of what I was feeling emotionally, God began to unearth and unlock the code of his purpose. And I remember, and I said, we have to go inward. So number one, you have to introspect. You can't get away from introspection. And that's going to help you to begin to identify. A part of that introspection is realizing that whatever it is that you were created to do, what you're created for, you will do it getting paid or not. And I would hear different motivational speakers as I was on the journey saying, your purpose is tied to whatever it is that you will do getting paid or not, because it's not about the money. And mind you, of course, I'm not saying you don't need the money. Coach Adams knows that we are in a world system, and that is the way in which we do commerce, is with M-O-N-E-Y. So I'm not minimizing that. But what I'm saying is that the money cannot be the driver, but rather purpose has to be the driver. The assignment of why you were created has to be the purpose. And so you have to introspect. You have to go inward. You have to really dig in to figure out, okay, what is it? What is it that I will do without getting paid? And one of the things that I often came back to was speaking and edifying others and encouraging others and coaching others. At the time, I didn't have a title for, quote unquote, the lifestyle personal and professional coach that I've grown to be. I didn't have a title for her, but I knew that these were things that I enjoyed doing and that I was doing regardless. For those of you that are regular listeners, you know that I have an extensive background in real estate. And I remember, but I was on the real estate finance side, interestingly enough, because I don't like finance. That cracks me up every time I think about it. But it was a natural transition for me because I was around real estate professionals. I was working for a mortgage lender. I had a number of family members that were in real estate at the time. I had my BFF was in real estate at the time. And so, you know, it just seemed like a natural transition. But I got into the real estate financing side of things, and I don't like finance. But it was in that season that I realized, which was a key marker, that I was coaching people, even if they didn't want to be coached. I was simply coaching them. I always was one that was encouraging other individuals on their journey and cared about assisting them in taking their lives to another level. It was always in me. And that's why the introspection is so important, because the reality is, truly the reality is, and I you know, met some a young person that gave me this, you know, story that I love to use, or this phrasing that I love to use, because I think it's so appropriate to one being on their journey of discovery. And the interesting thing about this is that we were out, some of us, a few of us were out having lunch, and this singer came, you know, to this restaurant and began to sing, and I thought, oh my gosh, I can't believe no one told him, you know, that he, that's not his gifting. That's not it. That's not why he was placed on the planet. It's not. You know, I remember when I would look at American Idol when it first came out, and you would think, where are the people that care about these people that don't have this gifting of singing, but yet they're trying to follow this dream of singing and they don't have that gift? The one thing that I must say is that what it is that you were created to do, without question, you are gifted in that area. And so the cute little statement that I've kind of owned as my own, and I got permission to use this because I think it's so appropriate when it comes to coaching and this journey of discovery. And I want you to track with me as I share this with you. And I want you to envision this as I share this with you. Because when it comes to you fulfilling your assignment, the reality is that, as I stated, you have to introspect. What you need is not on the outside of you, but rather it's in you. It truly is in you. So you have to go inward to allow that to be opened up for you. And so what I want to share with you is this. So at night, when it's dark, and you're alone, and it's quiet, I want you to know that you know. You know, because the reality is we all know. I knew that I had a gifting at speaking. I may not have had a title for it. I knew that I loved to encourage others. As a matter of, as I was on my journey of discovery, I remember asking, you know, on this journey, trying to figure out what is it, what is it, what is it, and really wanting to find meaning, as I stated earlier. I remember asking my BFF at the time from childhood, I said, hey, you know, what is it that you see as my gift? Now, had that man asked, do you see that singing is my gift? I would hope that people would love him enough to say, yeah, no, it's not. It's not. You know, I often reference one of my favorite movies as it relates to me, because I don't have that gifting of singing. I shared that earlier when I was talking about Good Vibes, right? The song Good Vibes, Good Vibes. And I think about the movie My Best Friend's Wedding, and there's this scene where Cameron Diaz's character, they're in the karaoke lounge, and you know, she's singing, and she is just horrible. She really is horrible, her character in that scene. And that's how I would be. You know, I would just be that wounded moose. You know, you just, that's not your gifting. But you got to know, because, again, as we go back to the statement, so at night, when it's dark, and you're alone, and it's quiet, you know. Because it's in that stillness when we're able to sit and listen and go inward and reflect that our assignment is revealed. And then going and asking individuals, as I stated, my BFF from childhood, asking her, you know, what do you see as my gift or gifts? And interestingly enough, I remember this like it happened yesterday, and it was so long ago now. And she said, you know what? You've always had a way of encouraging others and motivating others. You were always everybody's biggest cheerleader. Now, what she didn't know is she simply identified what I didn't have a title for at that time, and that is the speaker, teacher, trainer, and lifestyle, personal, and professional coach. She was speaking life into that, but she didn't know. And so I want to encourage you today. Why do I want to encourage you? Now on this day that holds great significance for me, this day is Happy National Day of Encouragement. And this is truly my day at the heart of why I was created and who I am and what I do. It's all about encouraging others on their journey. So this day that has bitter has such great sweetness because it connects with, and that's where the good vibes come in. It connects with the reason why I personally was created. And I want to encourage you today that whatever you were created to do, top of our time of sharing together, when you tap in, when you tap into that, the floodgates of good vibes is released. Because now you're navigating on your journey focused on your assignment with purpose. And when we have purpose, there's a different energy that comes from us because we are feeling good about the journey that we're on because, as we stated, so at night when it's dark and you're alone and it's quiet, you know. And the reality is we all know. And so when you tap into that knowing, ooh, there is a vibrancy that happens. The cells on the inside of you begin to leap, and they're excited because you've made that connection. And so now you're navigating good vibes is in the atmosphere. And so on this National Day of Encouragement, I want to encourage you to do whatever it is you need to do on your journey to level up and to elevate. What is it that you need to do on your journey to level up and to elevate? Because the reality is, and what I've come to realize is that we rise by lifting others up. And whatever your assignment is, whatever it is that you've been created to do, you will rise as you live out your purpose that will lift others up. And you may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, I wasn't called to be a speaker or coach. That's not, and that's okay. Your assignment is different than my assignment. But when you unlock that very code, the floodgates of good vibes are released because you are fulfilling the purpose as to why you were created, why you were placed on this planet. And each and every one of us, we were created for a specific reason. You know, the bitter and the sweet of today, mine was revealed in the midst of great pain and the depths of emotional deepness, sorrow of the loss of my dad. But in that, that's the bitter. In that, the sweet was because I was willing to press in. Because I was willing to go on a journey of discovery, I was able to tap in to the very reason why I was created. And so through the great adversity, and I don't know what it is that you are pressing through. I don't know. I don't know exactly who you are tuning in, but what I do know is that in the midst of adversity, if we press in on the other side, it's been stated, on the other side of every great adversity is an equal or greater reward. And you may be thinking, Coach Adams, you don't know me and you don't know what I'm dealing with and what I've been going through. And you're exactly right. I don't. But what I can say to you is that we're all going through and processing through something. Why? Because life is laced with bitter and sweet. I believe the book, The Tale of Two Cities, speaks to this. I think it's Mark Twain, if I'm not mistaken. And so the reason why I share that is that regardless of where you are, the question is, will you focus on the negativity or will you allow the good vibe to be released on this National Day of Encouragement? And will you then go back and encourage someone else who is feeling a little down, who is feeling a little hopeless? Be a word of encouragement for someone else. And when you fulfill your purpose and your assignment, you now become the answer to what someone else may be looking for, may have been saying, gosh, I need that, be it a book that has not yet been written, a movie that has not yet been produced, a play that has not yet come to the stage, a business that has not yet been birthed, an invention that has not yet been seen. Whatever it may be, whatever it is that is in you, when you tap into that, when you open that up, you release the floodgate of good vibes, and that is what we're talking about today. Okay, yes, I know it's not going to be easy, but you will navigate on your journey differently. When you have clear vision and a focus, when you know the trajectory of where you're going, when you're confident that you are living, being who you were created to be, oh, because all of the insides of you begin to leap, oh, you will navigate differently on your journey. Not only will you be encouraged, but your journey will encourage others. And so on this National Day of Encouragement, which of course is observed today, September the 12th, I want you to, as you go about this evening, to encourage someone. This day is dedicated to encouraging and having a positive impact on those around you. And that positive impact comes when you live out your purpose. When you are on the journey of fulfilling your assignment and living out your purpose, you are going to release good vibes into the atmosphere. It's when we don't know what our assignment is, when we're feeling frustrated, when we're feeling like a square peg trying to go against the grain and there's all of the resistance. Now, I'm not feeling good about me and my journey. Because of the friction that happens when you're not in alignment with what you were created to do and to be. And so when it comes to this day dedicated to making a positive impact, not only in your life and the world around you, but into the lives of others, You know, I've grown to realize that the assignment on our lives, it's far greater than just our individual world if we would allow ourselves to tap into and be obedient to doing what we've been created to do. And so, Coach Adams, how do I discover it? What do I do? Well, number one, as we stated, you must introspect. You must be okay with sitting quietly, alone, and listening. And as you listen, it will be revealed to you. And as it's revealed, then making the decision to step out. If you're feeling uncertain about it, I get it. Ask the people around you. See if it's confirmed what you heard in that moment of quiet that we talked about earlier. That moment of when it's at night, when it's dark and you're alone and it's quiet, that inward knowing because you've taken the time to introspect. And then asking someone around you, what do you see as my gifts? I often challenge individuals in my coaching practice who are struggling. They're on jobs that they hate, that they're unhappy about, hanging around people every day that they can't stand, that they don't like, dealing with circumstances that have them in a place of feeling despair. You don't have to stay there. And so I want to encourage you today on this National Day of Encouragement, as we release good vibes on the airwaves today, good vibes around your assignment and your purpose and why you were created, I want to encourage you that you would know you don't have to stay where you are. You know, the best thing about this day is that we have the power to make someone else's day, to make someone else happy by simply saying a few words of encouragement to them. And so I want to share a few words into your life because each and every one of us have the power with our words to lift someone up. And in that lifting someone up, when they are down, we now release the good vibe in that moment that they need. Adversely, we have the power to be negative, and so it is a choice. You know, I have a great book project that I am a part of called The Change Book, and I have a revised chapter in this current issue, The Change Book number 17. If you're interested in getting a copy of The Change Book, simply text your name and change to 310-289-2101. The Change Book, which is a great insight into empowerment, and my chapter on the power of words, and this is my second installment. It is a breakout chapter. It really is. I'm not saying that. Others have told me that because of the richness of the meat around the power of words. And the good vibes that we're talking about today is a direct result of the words that we choose to release in the atmosphere. And my question to you, those that are listening in, our global listening audience, what words are you releasing? Because your words have power. Your words have the power to lift someone up. Now, what I do know to be true is if you're not feeling good about your life because you haven't made that connection with your purpose and your assignment and you're feeling, you're going to release that into the atmosphere to those that are around you. And unfortunately, you're going to be a negative impact instead of a positive impact, which you have the power to be and to do. But that power impact the good vibes, good vibes, good vibes. It is released when you are fulfilling your assignment, when you unearth, unlock the code of the very purpose that you were created for, because now there is significance. Now your journey, the trajectory is clear. There is clarity where there was once a lack of clarity. And I want to come to the phone lines because I would love to hear from those of you that are tuning in. As I stated, I want to be a beacon of light and positive energy and good vibes into your life. You know, I am committed to assisting other individuals on their personal and professional growth journey. In my capacity as a lifestyle, personal and professional coach, that is my focus, and I'm here to support you through the powerful gift of empowerment that I have and the coaching tools that I have available. And I want you to know that this may be the very time in which you need to make a coaching partnership, join in partnership, qualify for 1 month of complimentary coaching. If you make that decision, you only have a couple of days. This offer expires September the 15th, so now is the time. If you are interested, you can text your name and one-on-one to 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Now, as I stated, this is a time in our program when I want to invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you have, on this National Day of Encouragement, if you have a word of encouragement, if you need to be encouraged, if you have a question or a comment, would love to hear from you. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do have to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Would love to hear from you. You have made the decision to tune in today, to join this hour of empowerment. And I would love to hear from you. One of the things that I want to share with each and every one of you that are listening in, our global listening audience, and I thank you again for being here, for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, on presented by Inspired Media for You. I say that because, of course, the goal is that we would inspire you, that you would be encouraged, uplifted, and edified on your journey. I want you to know, regardless of where you are on your journey, it is never too late, never too late for you to fulfill the assignment that you have been created for. It's never too late. There is story after story after story after story of those who started, quote unquote, late in life. I often reference Colonel Sanders, who was 65 when he started Kentucky Fried Chicken, KFC, 65 years old. So I want you to know, as long as you have breath in your body, it's never too late for you to fulfill your assignment. You know, when I think about the loss of my dad was 55 years old when he transitioned to glory. He would have been 81 today had he still been here on this earth. But he transitioned at 55. Why do I share that with you? The reality is tomorrow is not promised. And so don't keep putting off for tomorrow what you can do today. I encourage you, even when you close out on Motivational Mondays, get started. Make a decision on something that you will do that will support you in moving the vision that's in you forward. Start writing the book. Start writing the screenplay. Start writing the movie. Start outlining the business. Start outlining the invention. Whatever it is that's in you, I encourage you to do it. I know you're thinking, well, Coach Adams, I don't even know where to start. I don't even know. I know. Oftentimes we can come up with reason after reason, excuse after excuse. But what I want to encourage you today is to take a step. As you begin to move, and maybe the step for you is to simply let Google be your friend and start researching. That's a step that you can take. You can start researching today. Whatever it is that you need to do, all of what you need is already in position for you. But this is the thing. We often don't make that connection with what we need because we don't move. And your execution, your stepping out, your moving, your launching is the converter. And as you move, as you step out, what you need is in the atmosphere. Now, mind you, you may make mistakes along the way. But this is the thing about making mistakes along the way. Today I had to go to Los Angeles. I live in Orange County. I had to go to Los Angeles. And I plugged in the address in navigation. What I love about navigation, once the address is there, it's locked in. Once you're clear on the target, your trajectory, it's locked in. You simply have to navigate from where you are in closing that gap of reaching the destination. You may have hiccups along the way. I put in my location. Navigation says, calibrating. Are you ready to start route guidance? Yes, I am. We get on the road. The converter is you got to put your foot on the gas to get things going, and then navigation starts to give you the directions of where you need to go. But at one stage, I was on the phone, and I couldn't hear her. I had to see her, and I missed my turn. Guess what happened? The address was already locked in. Your destination is already locked in. So it doesn't matter if you got off course from here and there and you've made a wrong turn or what have you, you've missed your exit because navigation will say recalculating or calibrating, whatever it says. Bottom line, it's redirecting because the address has been locked in. So even though you may have missed a turn, even though you may have turned too fast, navigation will say, recalibrating. And it's going to still get you to your destination. And that's what I want to encourage you today, that as you are moving, your movement is the converter. Your movement is the converter. I often use the analogy that you can't be sitting on the bench watching the game. You have to be on the field. You have to be on the court. So as you step out and move, even in your uncertainty, now you can be navigated. Because when I first got my car that I have that has navigation about 4 or so years ago, first car with navigation, right? I remember the very first time, and it cracks me up even now because I didn't know until I knew, right? The first time I used navigation, I put in the address, and it said, do you want to start route guidance? And I said, yes. And I'm sitting in the car, and I'm waiting. Okay, navigation, tell me where to go. And I'm just sitting there, and I'm waiting. And what I realized is that the little arrow was going to bounce and bounce and bounce until I put my foot on the gas. And when I put my foot on the gas, that was the converter. Instantly, navigation said, in 1,000 feet, turn right at ABC Street. And it began to navigate me. For many of you listening in, the reason why you're not seeing any activity, it's because you're not moving. So I want to encourage you on this National Day of Encouragement that you simply have to get moving. Take a step. Step out. Take a risk. You can do this. You got this. Because if you were not able to fulfill the assignment that's in you, guess what? It would not have been given to you. So I want you to feel the good vibes, the good vibrations of what's in you, and allow that to be released as you move and navigate on your journey. And yes, along the way, there may be hiccups. There may be detours. There may be rough terrain. But if you simply keep moving, I see that we have a caller. And caller, I'm happy to bring you in. Area code 972, last four digits, 3507. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What's your question or comment? And thank you for tuning in.
Thank you, Coach, for all that you're giving and giving us tonight to encourage us and lift us up. My question is, do you feel that networking is an important source to help one to be motivated to keep them moving forward? Because I find a lot of people these days have sort of pushed themselves back and don't want to go out and communicate with people anymore. So I just wanted to hear your thoughts on networking.
Well, first and foremost, let me say that it is great to hear this voice that I recognize. And so thank you so much for tuning in today on this National Day of Encouragement. Your voice has been a beacon of light and good vibes. So thank you, thank you, thank you. But to the point of your question, networking, is networking important? Absolutely. Because I am a firm believer that, and we were talking about the navigating on our journey, that when we move, there are people on our journey that can assist us. But if we're not allowing ourselves to be in environments where we're meeting new people, where we're networking, where we're sharing our vision, we will not release and see the activity come forth because we're just sitting on the bench of life. And so my thoughts on networking, absolutely important. I am constantly challenging myself to get into different environments. Don't get comfortable in the same circles. Network and mix and mingle with new people. And so you have to, because we have to expand our borders. That's a great question, and I love that you brought that question, and I'm so honored that you're listening in today. And it's so wonderful to hear your voice, and I thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you on this National Day of Encouragement as we're talking about good vibes. If you have a question, we do have a couple of minutes left in our broadcast, but we are winding it down today. I don't know about you, but it has been a time of good vibes for me. You know, if you missed any part of our broadcast, I want to encourage you to take advantage of our on-demand library, always available for you for your convenience. You can listen to any of our broadcasts, re-listen, whatever the case may be. Easy, breezy, and convenient for you at any time. www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. Some of what we talked about today, a quick summary recap as we close things out. I shared with you that today for me, bittersweet, but in the bitter, the sweetness of my purpose was revealed. God's call on my life was revealed, his assignment. And I am a firm believer that when we unlock the code of God's purpose, the assignment on our lives, that automatically releases the floodgates of good vibes in our lives. It doesn't mean that we won't go through challenges. It doesn't mean that. But rather now, because our journey, our trajectory, our vision of where we're going, the assignment on our lives is now clear, we've now opened up this realm of good vibes, because now instinctively my insides are excited. They feel one with the journey that I'm on versus the opposite side of not knowing, not having the clarity, feeling cloudy, feeling despair because I don't have the hope of where am I going, and all of the negative on the opposite side. But we said in order for us to make that connection, we have to be okay with who we are in the stillness. As I said, at night when it's dark and you're alone and it's quiet, the reality is you know. You know what, Coach Adams? You know what it is that you need to know when you take the time to be still. Because that still small voice is speaking to you, but we have to block out all of the other voices and the noises that would try to drown it out. So it's important to be still. It's important to introspect, to go inside. Ask others, what do you see as my natural gifts and talents? Reach out. See what will be revealed, what will be confirmed for you. And ultimately, get moving. Do something. Step out. Take a risk. Execute. Do. I can't tell you enough to do. And speaking of doing, if you would like to take advantage of the offer to get the Change Book, simply text 310-289-2101, your name and the change, or change, 310-289-2101, text your name and change. If you want to take advantage in the last couple of days that we have of this current offer for coaching, expiring September the 15th, simply text your name and one-on-one to the same number, 310-289-2101. I trust that you have been encouraged on this National Day of Encouragement, that you have gotten some richness and some insight on your journey that would empower you in being an encouragement to others. And I want to challenge you, before you close out your day, speak some words of encouragement to someone today. Allow your words that have great power to lift someone up. Don't tear people down, but rather lift them up. Someone may need to hear the very words that you have to share. That's all that we have time for today. This is Coach Adams. Thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We can continue the conversation through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group and all are welcome. Just simply ask to join. Visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com, and you have the number, all things Coach Adams and our full circle of empowerment, 310-289-2101. Today is your day to live your dream. Do what you need to do. Get up and move. Thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win. We look to hear from you and see you on next week.